Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed. Kuf Lamed, as we start, Perek, Rabbi Eliezer, Demila, as it is known. Why is it known as Rabbi Eliezer, Demila? Because there are other prakim named Rabbi Eliezer. For example, the next Perek, the 20th Perek, is Rabbi Eliezer Omer also. Tolan as Amishmeris, so that's Perek Tolan. We had earlier, Perek HaOreg is also starting with Rabbi Eliezer, so this is called Rabbi Eliezer, Demila. It's all about Inyanim of Brismila. As we know, Brismila is Doche Shabbos, as long as it is a Mila Bismana. Mila Shalom Bismana is not Doche Shabbos, but a Mila Bismana is Doche Shabbos, as long as it wasn't a cesarean section. The Torah tells us, Biyom HaShmini Yimol Basar Alaso, special pasuk in Parshas Tazria, from where we learn that Mila is Doche Shabbos. Which Malacha is done, is being done when one does Mila? So that we'll have to talk about B'ez Hashem later in the parak. The Malacha of Chavala is being done, but which Malacha d'Oraisa exactly is that? Are there any other possibilities? We mentioned this once before, but we will talk about B'ez Hashem later in the parak, relating to tikkun and gozes and shochet, all the different possibilities that are given in their Rishonim. But we know Mila is Doche Shabbos. Tosfos already asks, not Tosfos here, but Tosfos elsewhere in Maseches Megillah on Daf Dalid, why is it that we don't say, just like, right, Rosh Chodesh Adar, just like we say that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't lay the Megillah, Gzeira Shema Yavirena Dalad Amos, Gzeira Deraba, and we have that Gzeira three times in Shas, we have it by Megillah, we have it by Shofar, and we have it by Lulav, so why don't we say the same thing by Mila, by the baby? Right, Gzeira, you shouldn't be able to do Mila on Shabbos because you might come to carry the baby, right? You might come to carry the knife, right, whatever the chash is. So carrying the baby, we could say, it's not a problem. Not a worry. Why? Because of the principle of chai noseas atzmo. As we're going to talk about, B'ez Hashem, in Tosfos in a minute, Tosfos says, based on the Gemara earlier, that Sadi Dalin, if somebody carries a baby on Shabbos, so then one is only violating an Isidra Abana, not an Isidra Raisa. So even if one carries the babies, there's no chash. But the problem is, still, you might come to carry the knife, which isn't Isidaraisa. So why don't we knock out, just like we knocked out Shofar, just like we knocked out Lulav, and just like we knocked out Megillah, which is only Drabbanan to start with, but if we knocked it out, so why don't we say then, we should knock out Mila, do Mila on Sunday? That's Tosfos' question. It says Tosfos in Megillah on Daf Dalid, Aval Mila b'Shabbos ein litchos daha chamira, shekei nechrusu aleha yidgim obrisos. Tosfos says, well, Mila is too important. You can't knock it out. Right, it's more important than the other three, right? The 13 times in the Torah it says the word bris when it comes to milas. There are 13 brisos that were created connecting us with Hashem when it comes to bris mila. The gam, and also, ein adamal ela imkein havi baki. The sakana yesh badavar. Also, a second reason is, by the other three cases, everybody's shaking. Everybody's shaking, and everybody's involved in shaking, or blowing, or you don't need such yechide skula that are experts. Even a balkore. Even a balkore, it's not as singular as the other people involved in our mitzvah, and that is a bris mila. Bris mila, only moelim are involved. Nobody's going to start going to the moel on Shabbos morning saying that I think that, you know, I want to be taught how to do bris mila on my son. It's not happening. Right, there's this weeks and months of shimush, of knowing how to do it, so you don't have to worry that a non-expert is going to do it. So that's Tosfos in Megillah Daf Dalid, two answers to that question. But this Tosfos was made famous by the Taz. The Taz has come up various times, but you got to talk about it here. The Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tav Kuf Pei Ches. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Yantav Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, Ein Token B'Shofar. The halacha is, as we know, you don't blow shofar. So there is where the Taz asks Tosfos' question. Why don't we push off Mila when it falls out on Shabbos? The Taz there also asks, Why is it, what is this doing in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah? Because the Taz asks, why is it that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar? When Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, we shouldn't blow shofar. Why? Because, actually, he quotes the Mizrahi's question, Nami Nigzar, Shem Yisakin Klei Shir. Well, we know there's an Isidur Rabbanan to play musical instruments on Shabbos, and on Yontif. So even when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, we should knock out the mitzvah. So, what's the answer of the Taz? Famous answer. Says Taz, O nearly litarates. The Taz says it's here and in Yoredeah. Says the Taz, the Chachamim do not have the authority to wipe out a mitzvah d'oraisa totally. They don't have that authority. Once in a while, if Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel has to prove that the Nevi'e HaBaal are wrong, he can knock out an Isser Horasha of being Makrav Bachutz. Once in a while, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, they can knock out the mitzvah, because next year, it won't fall out on Shabbos. When Lulav, right, they can knock out Lulav. But knocking out Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, when it falls out during the week, they're going to knock out the mitzvah totally? It's crazy. You can't do that. They don't have the authority to do that. Right? Something that is explicitly mutter in the Torah, you can't say that the Chacham cannot come and wipe it out totally. Vonir li latarets, the ein lohem ligzor, vila akor legamre, divrei Torah, shetziv solitkoa, biyom zeh, bishlama b'shabbos, lo masaka legamre. If they just knock it out when it falls out on Shabbos, fine. Kivan, shebelo b'shabbos, token biyantif. Right? But when it comes to a case where they're going to knock out the mitzvah, they can't do that. So the same thing with Mila. Why? The Torah has an extra pasuk in Parshas Tazria. Ubayom Hashmini Yimom Basar Alaso. It's as if the Torah, and we dash it from there, Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. It's as if the Torah says explicitly, you're allowed to do Mila on Shabbos. So the Rabbanan are going to come along and say, no, Gzeira D'Rabba, when it comes to Mila, they can't do that. Because then they would be wiping out the mitzvah totally. So that's an important ha'ara that the Taz makes in Simin Tuf Kuf Pei Ches in Arachayim. That is important to Mila Bismana. Again, Mila Bismana is the only one that's Docha Shabbos. Mila Shalom Bismana is not Docha Shabbos. That's what we paskin. A Suffolk Mila Bismana is also not Docha Shabbos. The baby is born on Friday night. You're not sure if it's Ben Ashmash or not. Should the bris be on Friday? Should the bris be on Shabbos? If it's a real Suffolk, then we do neither. We do the bris on Sunday, because doing the bris a day later is not a problem. Doing the bris a day earlier is a major problem. And doing the bris when you're not sure on Shabbos is also a problem. So Friday and Shabbos both have they're too risky. And therefore, we just push it off to Sunday, which is for sure not day 8, but it is better for us because that is for sure okay. We're not violating any Isurei D'Oraisa in that regard. Okay, so that is all by way of introduction. The mitzvah of Mila on Shabbos and why it is not pushed off because of Gzeira D'Rabba. Good, we continue now. We start. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Imlo hevi kli me erev Shabbos meviu b'Shabbos begula. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, if I didn't bring a knife from before Shabbos, and I live in an area, let's say, where there's a Rosh Hashanah, I have to bring the knife through the street in order to do the meal on Shabbos, says Rabbi Eliezer, no problem. And not only will we see no problem, he holds, you can do a lechadchila. Do a lechadchila. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who holds not only is Mila Docha Shabbos, but Machshire Mila. The preparatory stages for the meal is also Docha Shabbos. This will be the first three blot of this parak, will be all about, along with a couple of other items along the way, Machshirin. Machshirin of various mitzvos that are going to be discussed. Machshirim of Lula, Machshirim of Shofar, Machshirim of many mitzvahs, but it starts off with Machshirim of Mila. So in Lo Hevi Kli Me'erev Shabbos, if somebody didn't bring the knife on Erev Shabbos, they can bring it on Shabbos, Migule, revealed. Why? Why do you have to have it revealed? Why can't you like hide it in your pocket? So the Gemara will talk about why revealed. Ubisakana, and at times of Sakana, Mechaseyu Alpi Edim. But if it's times of Sakana, what type of sakana? They're not going to allow us to do bris mila. So then you cover it al pi edim. As long as you show everybody what you're doing beforehand, I'm not just carrying something. I'm carrying a knife in order to be able to do the mila. So that is okay. The od amar Rabbi Elazar kartzin eitzim laasos pachamin laasos barzel, says the Rabbi Elazar, not only the knife, but another example of machshirin. You're allowed to cut wood in order to make the knife in the first place on Shabbos, or to make coals in order to heat the iron to make the knife, meaning all these preparatory stages, even though obviously they could have been done before Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says the heter of Mila on Shabbos includes the Machshire Mila. That is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, we do not hold that way. We hold like Rabbi Akiva who says, Kol Malacha, She'efshel Asosa Me'erev Shabbos, Enodoch Ezer Shabbos. Any Malacha that you could have done before Shabbos, sorry, you cannot do on Shabbos. And if you didn't do it, it's tough. You got to push off the Mila. right? That's the, even though Mila is unbelievable, Mila Bismana, and maybe Yechayev Kares every day, they didn't do Bris Mila, doesn't matter. Should have done this before Shabbos. And therefore, if you did it, it's not Doche. V'she'iyev sh'lasso sumayerev Shabbos, Doche za Shabbos. If it was impossible, only items that are impossible to do before Shabbos, that is not Doche Shabbos, meaning the actual Mila. The actual Mila and the Priya, that is the, cannot be done before Shabbos, and therefore that is allowed to be done on Shabbos. Says Tosfos. If you didn't bring the Kli, you could bring it, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're allowed to bring it Megula. Says Tosfos, V'yim Tomar, connected to what we just spoke about, V'yim Tomar, V'yaviyu Tinok Eitzel Kli. Why are we bringing the knife to the baby? Which is a Isser D'Oraisa that is allowed. We always try to be minimize the Isurim. So why don't we bring the baby to the knife? Why? What's the issue? Tahash Daleka Isser Shabbos Klau. Tachai Nozi Esaswa. There's no Isser at all. Because of the principle of a live person carries himself. Right, we discussed this in a about a month ago. Daf Tzadi Dalit, where this came up. As we know, if somebody carries a live person on Shabbos, it's not mutter totally. When Tosva says, Eileka Isser Klau, that means on a Daraisa level. Right, it's still a Durabanan of carrying a live person. What's the svara being that when a person is alive, he is lighter than a person who is not alive. And as we know, the Gemara says, the end of Brachas, we had 1/60th of Misa is sleep. When a person's sleeping, they're heavier. When a baby falls asleep, the baby all of a sudden gets heavier on one shoulder. Right? So that is why Chaynos Yisatzmo is a special din, but it's similar to Shnayim She'asa'uhu. They are carrying themselves, so to speak, and therefore it's only Nisidur Rabbanan. So, says Tosfos, why don't we say that even Rabbi Elazar, who says it's allowed, don't we still try to minimize what's allowed, and therefore why don't we say carry the baby instead, which is an only Nisidur Rabbanan? Yep.
Isn't there an Indian where the child has to be able to hold themselves?
Does the baby have to... Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. So says the Tosfos, two answers. Two important deus. First day of Tosfos, V.A. Shlomar. This is a baby who obviously needs his mother, right? He's 8 days old. And after the Mila, you have to bring him back to the mother. And for sure, after the Mila, he's going to be considered sick. He's not going to be able to move. He's just going to be screaming. And the Mishnah said, the Gemara said earlier, if you remember, when a person is tied down and they really are not in control of themselves, then you don't apply the principle of Chaynos Yisatzmo. So here too, Tos is assuming that on the way there, the baby is Chaynos Yisatzmo, but for sure on the way back, the baby is considered sick, and therefore you would not apply the principle of Chaynos Yisatzmo. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos, the Odye Shlomar on the third skinny line, Kivan to Yoser Bikal Yavi Akli Misha Yavi Atinok. Wow. Shavu Rebbe Eliezer Kedei Lamar Yahamitzvah. Rebbe Eliezer says, even if it means to do a Daraisa instead of a Darabanan, if it's easier, if it's quicker, just do it that way. Rebbe Eliezer has an all-encompassing heter of Machshire Mila. You're right, you can take the knife, but you know what? You can take the baby. But you know what? It's easier to take the knife. You take the baby and the diapers and the blanket. Just bring the knife. It's easier. Yeah, it's Daraisa, but it's still okay, says Tosfos. Kedemuchach b'Gemara, like the Gemara talks about, the case that we'll have at the Shemana Mebeis, when they brought the knife. And skip two lines, Alma, the end of Tosfos, Deshari Rebbe Eliezer, Derech Rosh Hazarabim, Dehavi Daraisa, Kedelamayra Mitzvah, Afalpisha Yecholasos, Be'inyan Deleka Ele Yisurid Rabbanan. Even though you could do it in a rabbinic way, in a just a Isser Durabanan way, still you're allowed to do it in a Daraisa way. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between these 2 days of Tosfos? Two important days. So, two suggestions by the Rishonim. If you look in the Ramban here, the Ramban's Lashon is a Hutra Dechuya type of Lashon. The Ramban says, you know what the second day holds? Whenever we have a clash between two values, right, 5 or 6 times in Shas, right, where this comes up, we have to ask the question. Whenever you have Asi Docha Lo Sase, how do you look at that? Do we say it's Hutra? Hutra meaning the Lo Sase doesn't exist when there's a mitzvah. We'll talk about that by the Shem in 3 days from now, on Daf Kuf Lama Gimel, or Techuya, the Isser's there, but you're allowed to push it aside. When you're allowed to drive to the hospital because somebody is sick on Shabbos, do we say, it's not Shabbos? It's not Shabbos today. When it comes to a sick person, it's not Shabbos. Kechol Shavu Rabbanan. Or do we say, no, it's Shabbos, but you're allowed to do it. We push it off. Pikuach nefesh duchah Shabbos. Tumah b'tzibur is tumah hutra b'tzibur is tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. You're allowed to do the avoda when everybody is tameh. Is that because it's like your tahor? Or do we say, no, you're tameh, but you're allowed to do it? So that question always has to be asked. So the same idea when it comes to milah on Shabbos. The Torah allows you to do milah on Shabbos. Does that mean it's like a weekday when it comes to bris milah? For you, on a milah b'zmanah? Or do we say, no, it's not a weekday, but you have a heter. So the Ramban seems to say that's what the 2 days are arguing about in Tosfos. The second day of Tosfos says it's hutra. Do whatever you want. It's easier, fine. The first day says, no. No, still you got to do your best. Still have to try your best, and therefore the first day would never say like the second day. And you have to come up to the answer of kafus, that the baby is tied down. That's one suggestion. The other idea, which again, we'll talk about later in the parak, because that's where the main sugyas are, kuflam and hey, I think, and that is in the Rashba. If you look in the Rashba here, when he formulates the 2 days, he says the second day argues on the first day. Why? What does the first day say? Because on the way back, he's going to be kafus and you have to be worried. Says the Rashba, what do I care on the way back? Right now, I'm on the way there. Right now, Chanel says asmo. Right now, I have the heter. What's the problem? I have to worry about on the way back, the baby's going to be sick and I'm not going to have the heter anyway, so it's going to be a daraisa anyway on the way back? But right now, I'm worrying about what's in front of me. I don't care about on the way back right now. Right now, it's mutter. It's only Drabana now. So therefore, I'm not worried about that. But the second day, I would say, why does the second day reject the first day? Because you take a long-term view when it comes to mitzvahs. If you know that you're going to have to be mechalel, you have to be dochi sur in the future, you have to start worrying about that now. Right? Which is a sugi that we had an Ian Shear about a year or two ago. Well, again, we'll review it again in a couple of days. Long-term, short-term view of mitzvos. Am I allowed to do something today knowing that it'll cause me to have to violate Isurim in the future because of Pikuach Nefesh? Right, that is a general topic that actually relates to Adar, one of the Nafkaminas, but that's an important 2 days in Tosfos. That might be what they're arguing about. Short-term, long-term view of mitzvos, right? The great example of if somebody is only allowed to fast 1 day a month, or else they're going to sakanas tafashas. So do they fast on Tzom Gedalia? Or do they say, no, that's a Derabanan, I'm going to skip Tzom Gedalia because I'm going to fast on Yom Kippur. Or do I say, no, Tzom Gedalia comes first, and therefore I fast on Tzom Gedalia, and Yom Kippur, okay, I won't be able to fast. So that is an important discussion that, Beth Hashem, we will have later in the parak. Okay, so again, there's a lot on this Mishnah, but we continue. Says the Gemara. The Bosa Demila is one of the prakim that are learned. It's not just one of a lot of prakim in Shabbos are learned. Kol HaKelim is learned, but there's a lot written on Rabbeleza Demila. Here we go. Iba Elohu, Taimud Reb Eliezer. What's the reason, going back to the first line? Why does Reb Eliezer say that you have to, if you didn't bring the kli before Shabbos, you have to carry it on Shabbos revealed? Meaning you have to show everybody. Why do you have to show everybody? Iba Elohu, Taimud Reb Eliezer Mishum Chibuve Mitzvah? Is it because you want to show everyone how beloved this mitzvah is? You're carrying the knife and it's you want to publicize it, right? You have to, every mitzvah, you have to make sure that you let people know how much you love it. Rashi, chibuv mitzvah, lahodia shechaviva mitzvah alav, shemechal Shabbos aleha. It's such a special mitzvah, I want to show everybody. So beloved, it's even, you're even mechal Shabbos on it. Odilma mishum chshada. Or the reason that I have to bring it in public is because I don't want people to think that I'm carrying anything else. Right? It's a Marasayan issue. Or a Chshad issue. Or a Chshad. If you look here, it's Meduyuk. Chshad, not Marasayan. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Chilik that we mentioned in the past. And that is the difference between Chshad and Marasayan. Marasayan, he says, is where people are going to think that, oh, I didn't know that's Mutter, and they might come to do it. I didn't know that restaurant was kosher. So-and-so is eating there. So I might come to eat there. Chshad is used when they're not going to do anything, but they're just going to think badly of me. I have a chiyuv to make it easy for people to be dalan kav zchus. And therefore, if I do something, right, the Gemara uses it, we had it in the second parak. If I used to, in the olden days, used to light outside 2 doors on opposite sides of my house, I had to put them in a chanukiyah in both doorways. Why? Because if people don't see one, oh, I didn't know that. Chanukiyo, you don't have to light on Chanukah. Of course not. They're just going to think badly of me. So here too, people aren't going to think you're allowed to carry on Shabbos, but they're going to think badly of me that I am carrying. That's why it's meduyak. According to that chilek, that here it says chshada. So what is the reason that you have to carry the knife outside? in view? Is it because you want to show everybody how beloved the mitzvah is to you, or because of chshad? L'mayin nafkamina, l'asuyim mechusa al p'yedim. The nafkamina is, can you cover it, but let people know beforehand? Let Edom know, why are you covering it? I'amrit mishum chibu ve'mitzvah, if it's because you have a chiv to publicize the, or he suggests, or he says you have to publicize the mitzvah that you're doing, megula in mechuselo. Then it doesn't matter if you told Edom about it beforehand, you still have a, you're not publicizing it. You have to publicize it by actually doing it in public. But if the issue is chshad, afilu mechusa shaper dami. So then maybe even mechusa, as long as you told two people beforehand, so then there's no chshad because you've already been yotze, making sure that people don't think badly of you. If people start talking, the two witnesses will say, no, don't worry about it. He's okay. He told us. So my, what's the halacha? So itmar amar Rabbi Levi, lo amar Rabbi Lezer, ela lechibuve mitzvah. Right, we have a chiyuv to show everyone the beloved nature of the mitzvah. Tani nami hachi, we also learned in a braisa. Mevio megule, ve'ein mevio mechuse. You have to bring it revealed and not covered. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, amar of Ashi, masizan amideka. The Mishnah is even meduyak in this regard. Diktani. Why? Because what does the Mishnah say? U'b'shas ha-sakana mechaseo p'edim. Only when it's a time of danger do I have this allowance. B'sakana in, shalo b'sakana lo. Only at a time of danger do I have this allowance, but not at, if it's not a time of danger. Shma mina, mishim chibuve mitzvah, shma mina. Right, that's why I know that I learned it's chibuve mitzvahs. Therefore, it would not be allowed generally. Rav Lezer says, you have a chiv to publicize that this mitzvah is docha Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, like the Abraham quotes, if Shlomo Zalman says, he was asked, you know, if there's a Hatzalah driver or an ambulance driver that has to drive on Shabbos, should they take off their yarmulke? People shouldn't think that they're being mechal Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman says, no, you should put on your shtreimel and drive the ambulance. Why? I don't remember if he quotes this, but ready, because of this halacha, chibuv mitzvah. Pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. Right? You shouldn't hide it. This is what you should be proud of. And on the other hand, people should realize that they're going for a tzorech, and they should give them the proper kavod that is required. Tani idach, one more section. Then I'm going to make another ha'ara. Mevi'o megula ben mevi'o mechusa. You bring it revealed, and not mechusa divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Noagin hayu b'shas ha'sakana. We used to. Shoyim mevi'en mechusa al p'edim. We used to bring it covered al p'edim. Right, so he used to bring it up yedim, meaning b'shas sakana. Right, so that's why only b'shas sakana they did that, which shows it is chibuve mitzvah. Ibay lehu, finishing just this last ibaya, edim de ka'amar, the edim that we are referring to here, ihu v'chad, odil mahu v'trei. So, how many eight, are we talking about one other person or two other people? Does he count as one of the witnesses? Does he count as one of the witnesses? Well, what do you mean? How could he count? You can never count yourself. Isn't that baldavar? Aren't you involved? So Rashi points out here, we're not talking about Edom here. We're not talking about it giving Edus in Bezdin. Let's do the answer, and then we'll see the Rashi. So it says the Gemara, Tashma, u'b'sakana mechaseu api Edom. B'shas sakana, you have to cover it in front of Edom, and the Edom will prevent any chshad issues. Iyamet bishlama hu v'trei shaper. If you say it's him and two other people, then fine. Ela iyamet hu v'chad my edim. But if it's he and one other person, would you call that edim? Mechasei al pi edim? Somebody says, yeah. They are still edim, even if it's him and one other person. Why? Shereuyim lahaid b'makom acher. Because together they're edim in another area. Right now, here you don't need testimony. So therefore, they are good enough by themselves. Look at Rashi. Umishani. Rashi knows it's a little tricky to read the Gemara, so he adds in that word, umishani. Shereuyim lahaid b'makom acher. La'olam, says Rashi, hacha edus lo shaycha. We're not talking about real testimony here. Dila afuke mechshad ba'almahu. We're just preventing the state of chshad, that people aren't going to think badly of you. Ve'ein kan lo dine mamanis, ve'lo dine nefashis. We're not talking about mamanis or nefashis. Sheyihiyu shnayim, that there should be two. Right? Not even talking about mamanis here. Vamai karlu edim. Why are they called edim? De'iko gili milsa edeh sheni. Because through the other person, the item gets revealed. There's a gili milsa. V'shnayim karu edim be'edes achrisi. Sheni no ge'aba. And they would be able to testify about something else, but they're not real edim, and therefore it would be okay. Meaning here, maybe a woman could be okay, maybe a pasuk could be okay, maybe two brothers could be okay. Torah doesn't say it, but it's lav dafka that it is real edus. What's the importance of chavivus, showing off the mitzvah? So 2 points. Number one, maybe it relates to the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch always says, 100 times, acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachos ha-levavos. We are influenced by our actions. And therefore, we become different people, depending on what we're involved in. Right? One of the classic contexts where he says this is Bigdei Kahuna, Parsha Tetzaveh, 2 weeks Parsha. Why? That when we wear different things, we're influenced by what we wear. If we wear formal attire, then we act formally. If we wear casual, then we act casually. The begadim of the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol has to be very special because they have to act in a special way. And he says this all over. No, we're not allowed to break the bones of the Karan Pesach. Many, many different places. So do we hear it. Chazal say that we should glorify and make sure everybody realizes this. A, mitzvahs in general, but maybe specifically when it comes to Chil Shabbos. We don't want it to become a little easier for us to be Mechal Shabbos. So if every time we do it, we have to show everybody what we're doing, that'll help emphasize to us that this is the only reason why I'm allowed to do such a thing. Right, I'll keep saying, no, I'm doing this because it's a Pekiyo Kedefesh. I'm going this, right, and you're emphasizing. So the more I have to say that, the more I have to focus on that, that'll limit the feelings and the fact that I have to limit myself. Right, we have to take precautions. I heard one post-take talking about the issues. He said, when it comes to a hatzalah, again, this is not a psak. He was giving a psak, but he told his hatzalah members that they shouldn't take their regular cell phone on Shabbos. Regular cell phone, because it'll feel like a weekday. Take a beeper, take some other type of something or other that you don't use during the week. So there's something different. So it's not just like you feel like a weekday. Because the more we do it, it rubs off on us. If we do something different, if we have to announce every time we're Mechal Shabbos for the Bris Mila, I'm only doing this because it's... So then it's more precautionary in terms of affecting us. Okay, there's more, but we'll continue. V'odam Rabbi Lazar, fourth wide line. In Rabbi Eliezer's town, they did this. They relied on this hefter. It wasn't just a bidi eved. It was l'chadchila. They used to cut wood on Shabbos morning in order to create coals, in order to sharpen the knife that they were going to use for the bris mila. And not only that, there were other cases. Bimkomo shor Rabbi Yossi Aglili. In Rabbi Yossi Aglili's place, hayu ochlen basar of b'chalav. They used to eat chicken and milk. This was an Issa Durabanan, which was just becoming popular at the time, that Gzeira, if you eat Basar B'chalav, you might come to eat Basar B'chalav, and therefore Chazal answered it. But pre-days of the Shulchan Aruch, if your Rav held it was Mutter, this Gzeira was not yet Pashat B'chal Yisrael, that it was accepted by everyone, so then you can do whatever you want. The Ritva says, this is a pre-Shulchan Aruch time period. And therefore, not only did they have an allowance to do like their Rebbe, they had an obligation to do like their Rebbe. Pirush Arayvet, the Ritva quotes the Arayvet. To lahachi maisi hacha hayuvda, lahodiacha, to teach me, haschar shenosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kiyum lav de los asur. Following, we'll see a story in a minute, following your Rebbe. The kibben de Rebbe Lazar roi lo ra haya, because machalo nifsika halacha rasho en lasos kedivrei atzman. You follow your Rebbe. We're going to have a story about it also. And therefore, one has to be, pre-Shulchan Aruch, then you can do that. We can't do this with Zmanazek, Chas V'Shalom. But now it's in the Shulchan Aruch, so that's the Rebbe of all of us. But Bizman HaTalmud, was accepted. So that's why they had a chiyuv to follow their Rebbe, as long as their Rebbe was a Bar Hachi, someone who could dividea, a major leaguer. I mean, even at that time, if they were all the major leaguers said something, and then a minor leaguer... Now, who a minor league would be? Somebody who didn't make it into the Shas. Right? So then you can't follow them. But if all the major leaguers, argue, then whoever your Rebbe is, you could follow them. Continuing. So, Levi Iklala Bei Yosef Rishpa. Levi visited Bei Yosef the trapper. Krivule Reisha the Tafsa Bechalba. They brought him some type of bird in milk. Lo'achal, he didn't eat it. Kiyosel Kami to Rebbe. When he came in front of Rebbe, Amarle Amailo Tashmetinu. He gave you treif. Why don't you put him in chayrim? But he just said no to thank you. No, thank you. If somebody gives you a piece of treif, you just say no, thank you. Amar Lei says no. Asrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Have. It was his town. V'yamina, and I said to myself, Dilma Darsh look Rabbi Yosef Glili. Maybe he yells like Rabbi Yosef Glili, who says that chicken and milk is mutter. The Tznan, the Mishnah says in Chulin, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Nam alo sochlu kol nevela. One Pazik says, you cannot eat any nevela, any animal that died without a heter of shrita, and now is metame mishum nevela. V'nam alo savasha gadi b'chalevi mo. And it also says there, lo savasha gadi, esha asa, and the drasha is, esha asha mishum nevela, asa lavasha b'chalav. Whatever has tumas nevela is also asa to eat its meat and milk. Oaf, sha'asur mishum nevela, yachol yehei asa lavasha b'chalav. Should you apply that to birds also, there is tumas nevela by bird, a specific type of tumas nevela, right? Only as it goes down, tumas beis abliya. So tamalomar bachalev imo. No, it says bachalev imo yotza oh she'en lo chalav aim. Birds don't have milk, and therefore we have a special drasha that there is an iser. There is no iser d'oraisa, but Rabbi Yosef Glili understands that there is no even iser d'rabanan, no even iser d'rabanan when it comes to chicken and milk. So that's why he says I didn't put him in chayim, because maybe he held like that opinion. But that is the halacha. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ir Achas Haisam Eretz Yisrael. Shahayu Osek Rebbe Eliezer. There was a city in Israel that they followed Rebbe Eliezer Shita about Machshirei Mila Vayemesim Bizmanam, and they died exactly when they were supposed to die. Right? What's the message? The message being, if you follow your Rebbe and you're doing it with proper kavanas, so then fine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays you back. Below Oda, not only that, El Shafam Achas, Gazra Malchus Arisha, Gzera Al Yisrael, Al Hamila, Valoso Irlo Gazru. There was even a Gzera at one time against Mila, and that city, it didn't have the Gzera fall upon them because of the serious way that they took the mitzvah of Mila, and even the Machshirei Mila were done, but obviously we don't hold that way, and anybody who wasn't a Talmud of Rebbe Eliezer would not be allowed to do that. Good. We continue. Tanya says the Gemara. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. This whole parak is about Bris Mila. So everything much halach is about it, and Mila on Shabbos. Shimon Gamliel Omer. Call mitzvah shekidu alayim b'simcha kagon Mila. Any mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael accepted b'simcha. Like Mila. Dechsev, as David HaMelech says, Sas anochi alim rasecha kamotzi shel harav. I will be happy about your imra, what you told me. And we have a Masorah that is referring to Mila. Kamotzi shel harav, like finding a great treasure. Adain ososa besimcha. Any mitzvah that they accepted besimcha originally, they're still doing besimcha. Avram Avinu, right? They're still going to doing it besimcha. V'chol mitzvah shekibo olem b'ketata. And any mitzvah that they accepted with arguments and upset, kagon arayos, like the world of arayos, d'chsev, v'yishma Moshe sa'am bochel mishpachosav, when Moshe Rabbeinu hears them crying according to their families, and what does that mean? Al iske mishpachosav, because of the halachos related to families. So, if they started off accepting it, b'taromes and b'ktata, they're still doing it. And the lekaksuba de la roma vategra, which literally means there's no ksuba that doesn't have a fight about it. There's always some arguments between the machatanim. There's always something going on that goes all the way back, because the origins of the halachas of arayos and marriage issues. So the bris mila here is defined as a mila shekiblu osam besimcha. What does Rashi say here on besimcha? Sheosin mishteh. Sheosin mishteh, that you make a party. Sheosin mishteh. Tosfos says, you learn this out from Avram Avinu. To quote the Pirkei Derabbi Elazar, Vayas Avram mishteh gadol b'yom higamal as Yitzchak. B'yom higamal, right, that's when he made a party on that day. Right, that was the even alluded to in that Pirkei Derabbi Elazar, and there's a beautiful Rabbeinu Bachai who expands upon this in Parshas Lech Lecha. Rabbeinu Bachai says on the pasuk, "V'haisa brisi bivsarchem lebris olam." The bris that is going to be on your flesh forever. Al derech habshat is to be an os keva bebasar el amunas Hashem Yisbarach v'yichudo. The al derech hamedrash says the Rabbeinu Bachai mitzvahs mila he keinyan carbon. Mila is like a carbon, just like you can't bring a carbon until the baby is 8 days old. So too, you don't do bris mila until 8 days. U'kashem shedam ha-garban le-kapara la-mizbeach, kam dam ha-mila mechaper. And that's why it's day 8. U'kashem shekasev be-karban, and just like by a karban, v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem, sha'achila ha-karban le-kapara, kach Yisrael osin suda b'yom ha-mila. So too, Bnei Yisrael make a suda on the day of the mila. It's like a suda, like when they eat the karban, just like the Kohanim eat the karban. So too, b'shasa karban, we make a suta. And it's even greater than a carbon, because the carbon has only been mamono, and the mila is bigufo. So we see there's a tremendous emphasis in the early sources for a suta. The Shulchan Aruch says, this is Simon Reisa Machen Yerodea, Noagim Laso Suda B'Yom HaMila. The minhag is to make a suta on the Yom HaMila. It's based on a Gemara, the end of Psachim, where the Gemara says that if somebody does not accept an invitation to come to a suda's b'smila, they are menudeh l'shamayim. That is a Gemara in Arvei Psachim. And that's why the Piskei Tshuva quotes right here on the bottom of the page in Yoredeya that one should never invite to a Su'udas Bris Mila. One should just let everybody know. One should announce it. Why? Because you're going to be a Menudeh L'Shamayim. That's what the Menudeh L'Shamayim. Right? That's what the Ramah says here. Ramah quotes that Gemara. V'nagu l'kach az minyin l'sudas Mila, mikri sudas mitzvah, u'kol mi she'eno ocha b'sudas Mila, havi k'menudeh L'Shamayim. As long as there are bnei adam muhuganim there, that's what the Piskei Tshuva says. Because it could be a daraisa, could be a din daraisa, part of the vayigamalas yisrach based on that pasuk. Again, not a separate mitzvah, but all it comes from the idea of simcha. Okay, the Gemara says it's called simcha here, and that's why we have the suda. If you want to look, it's Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel. Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. The Tosfos is printed on the top of Guf Yud Amud Aleph. For some reason, it's not printed on the daf. Printed on the next amud. That's number one. Number two, the other important discussion is the Gemara Ksubas Tavches. The Gemara says that we do not say Shasimcha Bimono by a bris. We only say it by a Sheva Brachas. Why not? Shasimcha Bimono. It's full of simcha. The answer is because Tsara Dianuka. The baby's in pain. And therefore, it's not appropriate to say. The Ritva on that Gemara in Ksubas, interestingly, he says Tsara Dianuka, meaning there's no simcha. Could an Avil go to a Sudas Bris Mila? So the Ritva says, no, it's not a Levaya. Meaning it's somewhere in the middle. Meaning the Sara Dianuka, but it still has Simcha elements. And therefore, it's, you don't have an open heter for an Aval to go there. Meaning it's a balance. There is Simcha, but it is somewhat tempered a little bit. I saw the Chashuke Chemen as a Shaila. There was a baby that was born, and the Bris Mila was Nidcha, and it was sick in a way that he had to wait 8 days, right? Different types of sicknesses. Some you do right away the Mila, some you wait 8 days. And the Mila was being done Friday, Chatzos time. Because it was Mamish, that was when it was 8 days earlier, that's when he got better, the doctor gave the okay, Meis L'Eis, right? 7 24-hour periods, right? 8 days later, and the baby is ready, and then all of a sudden the Mola comes and says, ah, he's yellow again. And they have all the catering, they have all the food there. The question is, what do you do with the food? You're not allowed to be koveya a suda gadola on Erev Shabbos unless it's bismana, the Shulchan Aruch says. Unless it's a mila, unless it's a pridyon aben. So this was a suda's mila, but it turned out not to be a suda's mila, because now the bris mila was nitcha again. So he talks about whether you have any heter to eat it. Is it still called a suda's mila? There's bal tashkes involved. He says it was a maaser shaya. He says there was a Talmud Chacham there that got up and said, well, we're being mefarsem that mila is more important than Shabbos and more important than Erev Shabbos. That's why this is allowed to be done. He says, Chacham Gadol, Sudas Nikra, Sudas Pikuach Nefesh, V'Nachriz, V'Noma, She'asu Lamul Yelad. We're not doing the Mila, Pikuach Nefesh. He's using it to be Mefarsim. So he says, Lamaisi, he's not so sure that would be able to be done. Maybe try to give it out to Aniyim, you know, who need it at that time. Either way. Okay, we continue. Good. Says the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol mitzvah, Shemasu Yisrael Atzmon Alem ben Lumisa, B'shaz Gzeres HaMalchus, any mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael were Mosrim Nafsham for. Kagon, Avodas Kochavim V'Mila, Avodas Zara and Mila throughout the ages, Jews have given their lives for. Adaini Muchzekas B'Yadam, they're still strong doing that mitzvah. V'chol mitzvah, Shalom Masu Yisrael Atzmon Alem Lumisa, B'shaz Gzeres HaMalchus, and any mitzvah that they were not Moseres Nafsham, Kagon Tfilin, we weren't as strong as we should have been. It is still weak in our hands. Where do you see that we're weak? Tefillin needs a clean guf, physical and also mental, like Elisha Balkanafayim. Why is it that? Is the Gemara's Raya from Elisha or from everybody else? That's the Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Is it that everybody else wasn't as good as Elisha, and that's why they don't take it as seriously as they should? Or Elisha eventually took it off, and that was a fault. Either way, like Elisha Balkan Afayim, Mahi, what was so special about him? Amar Abayshali Afiach Behem, that a person should not pass wind with them. Rav Amar Shlo Yishabayim, the person not allowed to sleep with their tefillin on. Okay, V'yamai Karo Le'Elishabakanafayim, why does he go to Le'Elishabakanafayim? This Gemara appears two places in Shas, and they're both in Masechah Shabbos. We discussed it at length earlier on Shabbos Memtes, back in the fourth parak, and it comes up right here too. So I'm not going to go through all of the Mar Makomos again. Feel free to chazer and to listen. I'll just mention the two highlights. Let's just do the story again. Pamash, Pamachas, Gazra, Machas, Arisha, Gezerah, Yisrael, the evil kingdom, which usually means Rome, was Gozer, a decree, Shekala Miniach Tefillin al Rosho, Yikras Mocho. Anybody who puts on tefillin on their head will get their brain, they'll get their skull smashed in. V'yalisha Miniach Tefillin, V'yatzel Ashuk, Elisha did it. V'ro'el Kaster Echad, and he saw a certain officer, Ross Milafanav, Ross Acharav. He was running after him, so he runs away. Kivashigi Eslo, there was a dead end, he caught up to him. Natlan Me'rosho V'achsan Biyadu, he took it in his hand, took his tefillin shal rosh in his hand, he put it behind his back in his hand. Says, what's in your hand? Amalo, nothing. Kanfeyona, wings of a bird, wings of a dove. Pashat is yado v'neimsu ba kanfeyona. Unbelievable. Nes occurred. His tefillin turned into kanfeyona. So, you know, this is usually said, and the way I said this stuff, I'm back on Daf Mem Tes, that a bird flew out of his hand. A dove flew out of his hand. If you look at it closely, somebody tells me after the shiur, it's true. It's only, it doesn't say that there was a bird there. It just says there were wings of a bird there. Wings of a bird. Doesn't mean it doesn't have to be a bird. The way the story is told is that it's usually a bird flying out. But if you look at Medayik in the Gemara, it's just the wings of the Yonah are there. So it's a tremendous nace. So from there he's called Lefichach Haikarno, so Baal Kanafayim. That's why he's called Elisha Baal Kanafayim, because he was Zochah to have this nace done for him that the tefillin turned into wings. Good. Let's just finish and then we'll talk about it. Maishna Kanfe Yonah, why Dafka did it turn into the wings of a dove? To Amalei. Shar Ofos, one of other birds. Mishum the Damik, that's Israel Yona, but Israel compared to doves. Shinemar Kanfe Yona Nechba Bakesef, Vaavrosea Birakrak Charutz. Ma Yona Zu Kanafe Maginos Aleo, just like this Yona, its wings protect it. Af Yisrael Mitzvos Maginos Aleo, and so to Yisrael, the Mitzvos protect. Rashi here mentions, what does it mean that they protect us? Bottom Rashi, Eina Nilchemes Bachar Tumeha Elabiknafeha. Doesn't we fight with our wings? So too we fight with our mitzvos. We fight with our mitzvos. That's Rashi over here. Tosfos earlier, Tosfos back on Daf Mem Tes gives a different shot. It's that they don't. The dove does not stop. Even if he takes a rest with one wing, he keeps going with the other wing. He keeps flying. So too we never take a rest. That's Tosfos in the back in on Daf Mem Tes Amid Aleph. Right, by Yonah, Bishashi Yigea Parchas Pa'achas V'Ninoches Pa'achas. It just keeps, that never stops flying totally. So we never stop doing mitzvahs totally. Again, there's a lot discussion here, but that is the birds. Just remember, the two major issues we discussed are the two opposite issues that the Rishonim bring up there. It's a little bit here, but it's mostly there, because that's the first place it comes up. Number one, if it's not one of the big three, so how did Elisha Bakanafayim put it on in the first place? It's not one of the big three. So is it Shas HaShmad? Okay, could be Shas HaShmad. Or others say, the Ron says from here, you see you're allowed to volunteer a mitzvah that's not one of the big three. The Rambam vehemently opposes that shita, but the Ron says, no, Elisha Baal Kanafayim. You're allowed to volunteer if you think the door needs it. And the Rambam seems to say, no, Zechil Hashem. No, you're not allowed to. You have to violate. That's one whole group of questions. We discussed that at length then. How did he put it on? And the other hand is, whatever you answer to that first question, that he put it on, then how did he take it off? If he had to give his life, if it was Shas HaShmad, if it was whatever it was, then how did he take it off? Then he should have had to leave it on. So we discussed various answers there too. One of them being, a very mistaver answer, that a person only has to give their life for one of the big three is if by giving one's life, you prevent the aveir from being done. Right, so if a person says, Reuven, kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you. So Reuven says, no, you have to kill me. So he'll kill Reuven and Shimon won't be killed. At least Reuven won't have to kill Shimon. But if I'm going to have to do the aveira anyway, if Reuven is going to be forced to do the aveira anyway, so then, or not do the mitzvah, then there's no purpose of giving your life. The whole purpose is to prevent the aveira from being done. So here, the guy's just going to rip off his tefillin anyway. So here, instead, he's going to kill him. He's not going to be doing the mitzvah anyway. So that's what the Ramban says over there, back on Daf Mem Tes. Another he's showing him that the whole svara of giving one's life for the big three is only when by giving my life, I'm preventing the aveira from being done. And there are other answers given as well, but that is a big discussion there in the fourth parak. Please feel free to review those sources. But we continue today. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Ada. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Pamacha shachachu v'lo heviu izem om Erev Shabbos. One time they forgot to bring the knife from Erev Shabbos. They viu b'Shabbos and they brought it on Shabbos, but not through the streets. Derech gadlos, derech chatzeros. They brought it on the roofs and on the yards, which are, as we know, Rishus HaRabim Durabanans. They're all Durabanans, meaning they violated Durabanans to bring the knife and not Daraisis. And this was Shelo Beretzon Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was not happy about this. So why wasn't he happy about this? So Masalah Rav Yosef, Shelo Beretzon Rabbi Eliezer, Adaraba, Rabbi Eliezer with the Shari. Why wasn't he happy? He's the one that said this mutter. Why wasn't he happy? And if you want to say Shelo Beretzon Rabbi Eliezer, the Shari Afilu Bereshus HaRabim, and if you want to say, well, it wasn't Beretzon Rabbi Eliezer, because he would say even through the street would be okay. Ela Beretzon Rabbanan. It wasn't Beretzon Rabbi Eliezer, because that's not what it's referring to, because he says everything is mutter, but it was Beretzon Chachamim, the Asru Derek, which is a Rabim, Vesho Derek Agos, Derek Hatzeres, Vakapifos. Maybe the Rabbanan who argue do allow the Rabbanans to be done. Even if they wouldn't allow a daraisa to be done, no, that's also not true. Umisha Riva Tanya, we have another brisa. Kishem Shem Mivian also derech Rishus HaRabim, Kachem Mivian also lo derech gagos, lo derech kapifos, lo derech hatzeros. You can't bring it through any Durabanan area. So Rabbi Eliezer matirs even through the street. These Rabbanan do not allow even through a Durabanan area. So who is this brisa like? So, Ella, Amar Ravashi, Shelo Beretzon Rabbi Eliezer, Umach Lakuso. You're right. When it says not like Rabbi Eliezer was not happy, Rabbi Eliezer or the Chachamim, they both weren't happy. Ella Beretzon Rabbi Shimon. But it went like Rabbi Shimon Chita, who is the middle opinion. Ditznan, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, Vechad Karpifos. Karpev is a large enclosed area. Vechad Chatzeros, Kulan Rishus Echadain. All of these Rishus Arabim Durabanans are considered one big Rishus together. They're all one Rishus Lakuso. Kalim Sheshavsu Betochan, for Kalim that rested there when Shabbos started. If I have a kli on my roof before Shabbos, I could take it to my yard, I could take it to this, I could all the different Rishus HaRabim Derabanans, I'm allowed to take it within, even without an Erev Chatzeros. Even if I did not make a connection between all of the Rishuyos, Velolo Kalim Sheshavsu Betochan Bayis, you just can't take anything from your house to the Chatzer, but you're allowed to do this. Period. So you see, Rav Shimon says, all Drabanan's Rishuyos are okay. So that was the story. The story was a case where the knife was in their Chatzer already, from before Shabbos, and the baby was in the Chatzer, and you were able to bring it from one area to the other area. So that was the story that was related here. All the Rishonim here discuss, what if you have a guy, based on the riff, what if you have a guy? So they said, the Rashba here says, a guy through, we pass like the Chachamim. But if you have a guy there, you can ask a guy bring it through a Durabanan area because of Shvus to Shvus B'Makam Mitzvah. This is one of the sources that we've shown him right here. For that principle, you can ask a guy to do a Durabanan for you B'Makam Mitzvah. B'Makam Mitzvah, surely B'Makam Mila here. Right? You can't just use that principle, everything is B'Makam Onik Shabbos. No, you can't just be so flexible, but at least here for sure, to do the Bris Mila, it would be allowed. Okay, a little bit more. Mavi shlonish tatfu bo maula talta bakulo. As we know, houses go into yards. Yards in Talmudic times went into alleyways. In order for houses to carry in a yard, you have to make an Erev Chatzeros. If you didn't, you're allowed to carry within the yard, but not from the house to the yard. Yards into alleyways, you had to make similarly a sheet of mava'os for the yard people to be able to carry in the alleyway. What if you didn't? Are you allowed to carry within the Mavli? You're allowed to carry within the Chatzer, without making an Erev Chatzeros. Can you carry within the Mavli, without making a sheet of Mavos, which is the same kind of idea? So, mi amrinon, kechatzer dami, do we compare it to a Chatzer? Ma Chatzer, avagav delo erevu mutu latalta bakulo. Just like a Chatzer, even without an Erev Chatzeros, you're allowed to carry within it. Hainami, so too here. Avagav delo nishtatvu ba mutu latalta bakulo. So too by a Mavli, within the alleyway it's mutter. O Dilma, or no, lo dami lo chatzer, don't compare it to a chatzer. The chatzer is leidalan mechitzos. Hai les leidalan mechitzos. A chatzer has four walls around it. An alleyway has three at most. Inami, chatzer is leidiyurin. A chatzer is made for living. So that's why you're carrying things out, because it's made for residence. Hai les leidiyurin. An alleyway. People don't live in an alleyway. So ishtik shasik v'lo amr leivalo midi. So he was quiet. He didn't answer, right? Rabbi Zera asked Rav Asi this, and Rav Asi didn't give him an answer. Another time, though, he found Rav Zera, he found the giving shear, and he said as follows: one time they forgot the knife, and they brought it on Shabbos, and they were bothered. How'd they bring the knife? We don't know like Rabbi Eliezer. Number one, he's a Shamuti. What does that mean? Either he was in Chayrim, from the Tanur Shel Achnoi Gemara, Baba Metzia, Nuntes, they put him in Chayrim, or he was a Talmud of Eishamai. So either way, we don't pass him like Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. And also he's a minority. So how did they carry the knife in that story? V'yamar Raboshia, She'elos says Rabbi Yehuda HaGozer. I asked Rabbi Yehuda, the cutter. Meaning the Moel. The Amali, and he told me, no, Mavi Shlonishtatu Bohavi. It was a Mavi that they did not make a Shituf in. Vaisuam, a high racial, high racial. And they brought it from one place to another place. Meaning, it's Mutter within the Mavi. That's why it was allowed. And it was like that Reb Shimon case. Amale, Svirale, he says to Rav Asi, one second, you say this is Mutter? Svirale, the Mar, Mavi Shlonishtatu Bo Mutter, Tatu Bakula? You hold it's Mutter? Amale in. He says, yes. I asked you last week, you didn't answer me. Was it because we were so involved in other learning you didn't realize? You didn't remember it? Yes, in. I didn't focus on it, but yeah, that is what exactly what I hold. Period, we'll have to stop here. There's a difficult Rashi here. When Rashi says the whole story at the end about Mavish Lenishtatu Bo, he says they brought it from the house to the chatzer. Which seems to be usher according to, well, that's not what we're talking about here. We're trying to find out within the Mavli, is it mutter? So that's a difficult Rashi, the Marsha, the Maram Shif, they all talk about this Rashi, whether you could, how to understand it. But, either way, that is the story. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Itmar, so maybe tomorrow we'll start off talking about Talmidim Bevei Shammai a little bit, and, other issues that come up as we get into, other mitzvahs, and these exciting dafim in Perek Rabbah Elazar d'Mila. Again, feel free, just as a reminder, again, anybody wants to visit the website, our website, and, to take part in our shul building, Baruch Hashem, very exciting, please visit nofehashemesh.com, nofehashemesh.org, and, feel free to watch the video and take part, and be part of our mitzvah. Have a great day.